From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Carter Barrett with this news. Hilcorp snapped up more than 100,000 acres in Cook Inlet for additional oil and gas development at federal and state lease sales held yesterday. The Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management offered over 1 million acres in inlet for the lease. The agency's last three Cook Inlet lease sales were canceled when the oil industry wasn't interested in developing there. But at this year's federal sale, Hilcorp submitted over $3 million in bids. The private Texas-based company is Inlet's predominant oil and gas producer. The company picked up more acreage at the state lease sale. In both sales, Hilcorp was the only bidder. Dave Johnson, who oversees leasing for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, said on call with reporters that he wasn't surprised to see Hilcorp's interest.
Hilcorp, as you know, has been very active in the upper Cook Inlet. I think this is just kind of a natural extension for Hilcorp to be looking kind of in the southern end of the inlet.
Vincent DelVito, who advises the Interior Secretary on Energy Policy, added that he thinks the Trump administration's industry-friendly policies also influenced the results.
We are focused on Alaska energy, and the signaling that has been coming out of this administration is also catalyzing the optimism.
Not everyone is happy about the lease sale results. In a statement, watchdog environmental group Cook Inlet Keeper said the federal lease sale marked, quote, a turning point, unquote, for Cook Inlet. The group is concerned that oil and gas development will harm the region's fishing and tourism industries. Earlier this year, a gas leak from a fuel line powering one of Hilcorp's oil platforms went on for months before it could be repaired, drawing intense criticism from Cook Inlet Keeper and other environmental groups. Alaska's U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she needs more time to review a health care bill drafted by fellow Republicans to understand its effects. Murkowski said in a statement she will work with the state over the next several days to analyze the bill released Thursday. Murkowski has been critical of the Senate's handling of the bill and has urged a deliberate approach to making changes that has a bipartisan buy-in. She says changes to health care are needed, but says those changes must be, quote, done right. She says she is committed to ensuring that all Alaskans have access to affordable, quality health care and will review the bill through that lens. A black bear believed to have mauled a 16-year-old to death during the weekend mountain race has been shot and killed along with three other black bears. Fish and game officials say the bear was killed Tuesday evening in the area south of Anchorage. The bear is believed responsible for the Sunday death of Patrick Cooper in Anchorage. Alaska State Troopers say 40-year-old Canada man has died in a vehicle crash on the Alaskan border community of Hyder. Troopers say Garland Stevens was the only person in a pickup truck when the vehicle left the roadway and plunged about 400 feet down in an embankment. Stevens was a resident of the Canadian border town of Stewart, British Columbia. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Carter Barrett.